Blog Talk Radio.
Be my, yeah, yeah. Please, yeah, please, yeah. Be my, yeah, yeah. Please, yeah, please, yeah. Welcome to my condo. Come to careful what you touch, so. Be my man, it's so easy to mention.
Yeah. Welcome to the Elevated Talk show with P-Mart. It's your boy P-Mart. You know what's going on. I'm in the studio today. I'm in the studio and I'm having fun. You guys already know what's going on. You start this show. I hope while you're listening to the show, you're sparking up something. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get you some sparking, roll it up right. I hope you really, really messing with the woods because, you know, that's where it's at. I wish Woods would pay me for this advertisement, but I would just do it for the free. All right. So I hope you guys are ready for your weekend. I hope you got some festivities planned for the weekend. I hope it's positive. And I hope that you are having a great, great, great Thursday. It is Thursday. Today's December 9th, 2021. And guess what? I'm chilling. The one and the only, the talented, the beautiful Cameron Derby in the studio. You feel me? She's a little too far from
hello,
this,
hello.
From the mic, but let's see if you can hear her.
Hello, hello.
Like you said, this is still
hey,
hood.
Everybody.
Yeah, this is our little hood studio. Thank you for joining us. We are to the track right now doing this. So, Cameron, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better every day, I feel like.
Yeah? So, I hear you a beast at illustration, artwork, photography. Like, you're going crazy right now.
You know. Well, thank you. It's my passion, so I would hope to hear that. But yeah, I feel like lately I've been kind of venturing out more, creating more things, doing more variety.
Yeah.
Artwork and photography, and so yeah.
So I know right now you're just my in-studio guest, and I'm really you're just hanging out with me. You know, I'm real hoping that we can do a full interview for people to really get in depth into what you do. But just tell us a little bit briefly about what you do. I know you are an artist and photographer and many more. Just tell us what's your style in these two industries like, you know?
So I would say definitely fine art is on the more artwork side. I love doing fine art portraiture, so pet portraits, people, also creating characters, more cartoons. Like the character of Creative You, a little P-Mart youngin, as I call the series. So that's more on the fine art side, definitely focusing on that, and also do art teaching for kids and teens. And then photography is my other passion, so definitely love portraiture, live music, of course, photographing. Documenting your life as we know it.
Yes.
Pursuit of the dream.
Yes.
In progress.
Been a blessing.
So definitely love documentary style. So that's just to kind of give you a gist, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to give you your flowers while you're still here. I definitely want to say I thank you for always, you know, helping me. And since I think I've known you for over 10 years now.
Yep.
That's crazy.
11.
Jesus. That's a long time. Yeah, so I definitely want to say thank you for being a huge part of my brand, the P-Mart brand. And, you know, I mean, a lot of everything that I am is all because of the media that we're able to create, like the content that we're creating together. You're a huge part of that. So I just want to say thank you. And this is where we give our appreciation to people. This is where I have my friends. This is a hub for us to talk our shit, you know what I mean, smoke our shit, and be able to be a valuable asset to the society by, you know, promoting our arts and just appreciating arts in general. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
arts and art culture definitely deserves more appreciation.
Yes.
All around,
sure. Yes. So who are your favorite artists right now? Don't say P-Mart. Besides P-Mart.
Other than P-Mart, favorite artist. That's a hard question because I feel like I like a variety of artists. So let me think for a second. It's a hard one.
Yeah. Okay. So who would you go right now in your playlist and be like, play besides P-Bart? Who would you go see in concert? Would you like to?
Oh, see concert. That's another element to it. So, let me think. I do love J. Cole.
I was about to say that.
So definitely on the list.
That's it. I thought you fucked
up. It's hard to say like favorite artist. I feel like that's a really hard question.
Because music is like
everybody's different.
Yeah.
If you pick one artist, how is that better than all the others?
And it's also depending on
my favorite
artists
are like 10 or
right.
J. Cole on the list.
Do you think do you think Jay-Z is the best artist, the best artist rapper ever?
Funny, because I know a lot of people would say that. I think Jay-Z's up there. I think he's talented.
Uh-huh.
He's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Who would you think is the
best artist?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say because I feel like everybody has their own kind of style they come in. But there's some that are really making a lot more noise as far as like making more sales. If you're thinking about sales and like just success in branding yourself and maybe crossing boundaries,
like business owners,
I would say Jay-Z. I mean, like who you know from rap is able to do what Jay-Z is doing. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, so, he's on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's flexing on them, and that's why we're gonna play this song real quick and take a commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Elevated Talk with P-Mart with my guest Cameron Derby, and we're gonna play this song and we will be right back, okay?
All type of situation.
Heaven boy on the track.
When I see you around, girl, I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. When you calling my phone, girl, I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. And I do it just for you. We can do it like Goku. I can see things you go through. Oh, forget that you come through. We can kick it like Kung Fu. We can kick it like Ito. You say Hollywood is boring. We can go to the ghetto. We go round and round.
I go answer just for you. I go answer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was selected for you by yours truly, P. Martin. So we're back on the show. And this is Elevated Talk with P. Martin. Thank you guys for tuning in. Man, you guys ever lost your blood or one hitter or maybe the lighter? And you had to thirst the whole career. I'm glad it was on break because I would have been here like, hold on, guys. I got to look for this because really, I had to. Since, you know, we're going to start some, I'm doing some things like here called oddities, you know what I mean, kind of like funny stuff. So I'm going to read out some things and then it just like that I think is funny to me on the news. So this is on APnews.com. It said that a company weeds out competition and bakes 850 pounds of pop brownie.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw this?
It literally is just a big black block. Like, mm-hmm. That's it.
What does that mean?
You should Google it and like look in the picture.
Why did they bake it? They said a Massachusetts cannabis company is celebrating National Brownie Day on Wednesday with what is believed the largest CNC-infused brownie ever made. Okay? Mary Mad Inc. said the massive confection is a 3 feet by 3 feet square and 15 inches tall, weighs 850 pounds, and contains 20,000 milligrams of THC. What in the fuck? Why?
It's huge. Well, yeah, I think they just did it to just be like, we did that.
They were just trying to be like, hey, it's us.
And they took a picture with it and then.
For real?
That's why I'm like, if you look it up, there's a picture of them standing there with it. And it's just a big, giant square of, it doesn't even look like a brownie though. So I don't know. I don't know if that's just what they're calling it.
That's the funniest shit I ever heard. Let me see. This is it. They should have put a picture up for this, man. They should have put a picture up. I'm going to look at it. So, let me see. Well, another one that I saw that was pretty funny, too. They said dozens of camels borrowed from Saudi beauty contest over Botox. What the fuck does that mean? Saudi authorities have conducted the biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contestants that received Botox. That's crazy. You know.
That's crazy they did it on camels. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, that's Elevated Talk with P. Mark. That's a little news that I have for you guys. We kind of started the show late due to some technical difficulty. So we're going to end it off with a little song. I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys, and you have a great day, have a great weekend, and enjoy yourself and love each other. Peace.
Juice on the menu, girl, I ask for you. Now you give me one. best. Baby, you fine and you sweet like money wine. Yeah, yeah, baby girl, you're up for me. But your back can't make me confused. Yeah, baby girl, you're up for me. You be my soul, yeah. My soul, yeah. I go chop you like soul, yeah. My soul, yeah. Baby girl, you be my soul, yeah.